Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So a characteristic of spiritual youth, one of them, is not paying attention and not controlling yourself. Go to Titus, if you would. Look at this. Titus, the second chapter. Said out loud, pay attention.
Pay attention.
You snooze? That's not a scripture. But there's something to it. The proverb does talk about sleeping away your hour of opportunity. So the principle is there. Titus, the second chapter, verse 6. What does it say? Titus 2:6. What does it say? Young men, young ones, exhort what? To be sober minded. Now, someone other than the King James, we don't get all that. The RSV says, urge them to control themselves. The Moffat says, tell the young men to be masters of themselves at all points. Was Eutychus mastering his body that night? No, he let the sleep overwhelm him. And he yielded to it. And he went sound asleep. And he missed the message. And died. And had to be raised up by the grace and mercy of God. Can you get in trouble by not paying attention? By yielding to your flesh. Should you master your appetites? Should you master your desires? Should you control your mind? See, children and little ones have a short attention span. But those who are developing and growing up, their attention, they can sit and they can focus for longer periods of time. And that's one of the things that, you know, there's a lot of churches, you dare not go in there and speak over 30 minutes. They'll pitch a fit. Why? They have the attention span of a gnat. If you're going to develop spiritually, you must develop powers of concentration, focus. Have you ever noticed you get down to pray? You know you should pray more than 2 minutes. You got something on your heart, you know you should pray. And you get to pray in and you pray what you know to pray with your understanding and you run out real quick. So you're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. You're praying in tongues and your understanding's unfruitful. So while you're praying in the Spirit, your mind's doing this. And goes, hey. Hey. And if you're dumb, you'll go, what? Hey, such and such is going on. We're not going to miss that, are you? My program's coming on TV. Hey. Hey. And if you're easily distracted, your prayer time's over. Your body's got a voice. You're supposed to be praying, and it'll go, hey, 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 my knee hurts, quit. Hey, I want to lay down. I won't go to sleep, honest. Just let me lay down. Or it'll go, hey, hey. I noticed there was some chicken in the refrigerator. I'm hungry. Let's go. I think we'll pray better if we get some chicken. And if you're easily distracted, you'll never pray to amount to anything. You sit down to read your Bible. It'll be the same way. There'll be 932 things that can distract you and pull you away. And if you're easily distracted, you will not grow. You will not develop. You'll not get what you should get in prayer. You won't get what you should get in the Word. You're antsy. You can't sit anywhere for any length of time. You got to be moving. You got to be doing something. You got to go, go, go. Characteristic of undevelopment, spiritual youth, immaturity. As you develop, though, you got peace. You can focus in on something and stay there all day long. Are you with me now?
Yes.
You can lay before the Lord for a day and a night. Or 3 days. Can you see a whole lot of people have not grown up?
Oh, yes.
I know years ago a young man was staying in our house with us, and we were endeavoring to help him with some things. We took him to church with us. And he was sitting with us, and the pastor began to speak and minister the word. And he walked over to where we were sitting, to not far from us, and was looking the direction of us and the young men that were sitting beside me, and started on some things that were, specific for this young man in his life. It was not his main topic and message he was on. It was another area, but it was a word from the Lord. At that same time, there was some kind of little distraction or emotion behind us, and this young man turned around completely in his seat and is looking at it. And as the moments were going by, I'm thinking, this young man's missing this. He is not hearing a word, and this God is moving particularly for him. And I started to reach over and tap him and go, you know, are you listening to this? And the Lord dealt with me, no, don't touch him. Leave him alone. Just watch this. Watch and learn. And so the pastor went on for, I don't know, seemed like 5 minutes. And then he turned and walked back to the pulpit and continued with the message he started with. And the commotion stopped and the young man turned back around. He did not get one word of it. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, this is happening all the time. He said, I am speaking to people. I'm answering their prayers. I'm answering their questions, but they never know it. They never see it. They never hear it because they're not paying attention. The same thing is true. How many times people have had accidents, they've had problems, and when it happened, they said, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Well, here's a big question. Why didn't we pay attention to what we got on the inside and make the adjustment? Well, it's a characteristic of spiritual immaturity and youth. As you grow up, you begin to pay attention. You pay attention to what you get. You have powers of focus. And when you're in church, brother, you're in church. You are here. You ain't thinking about eating or bills or work on Monday. This is it. And when you're praying, you're that way. And when you're in the Word, you're that way. And when you're doing what the Lord told you to do, you are not easily distracted and deterred. You pay attention. And no matter how sleepy your body gets or hungry it gets, you are the master over your feelings and over your desires. And if Paul preaches all night long, then you are not going to fall asleep. Because you are not just a youth. Can you see this? Okay, let's go on. Look in Luke, the 15th chapter. Luke chapter 15. Let's look at another characteristic of spiritual youth. Say it out loud. Stay awake.
Stay awake.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
All right. That way you don't miss things. You got any youth in your house? Or have there been times that they didn't pay attention? Yeah. Luke 15. Luke 15 and 12. Well, verse 11. A certain man had two sons. And the what?
The younger.
The younger. The young one. Said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divides unto them his living. A characteristic of youth is impatience. Impatience. I know we got some youth in here, but do you remember being a youth? Those of you that are a little older than that. Did you experience any impatience when you were 13? 14, 15, what were you thinking? Man, somebody tell you it's only going to be 2 years, you'd go, what? 2 years? Oh, I can't wait 2 years. Only two more years and you can drive. Oh, I've got to ride with mama another 2 years? impatience. But impatience is a big problem. Impatience reveals lack of faith. The Bible said through faith and patience, you inherit the promises. Well, what about through haste and impatience? Well, you'd miss stuff. Impatience is characteristic of the flesh. Your flesh wants it now. Right now. Don't tell me wait. Now. So you're not interested so much in sowing and reaping because you just want it right now. Don't tell me I got to plant and wait for the harvest. Investments. What do you mean? We're talking about 10-year returns. 20-year returns. Man, I'll be 30 years old. That's old. Impatience. And see what goes with that. You start yielding to the flesh in impatience. It just kept going, didn't it? He said, I want my money now. He didn't want to stay there and work with daddy and tend to the farm and tend to the family business and wait to things to work like they were supposed to when he was old enough in the trench. No, I want my money. Now give me my money. So he did. And what did he do? Time to party. We're talking about youth.
Yes.
What did he do? He went straight and bought that car.
Yep.
And he got those new clothes, the cool ones. And he put the sound system in his car. And everybody could hear him a mile away. And he got him a lot of bling. And he went to the hot spots. And he found him some new friends. Youth don't discern who's a friend and who's along for the ride. He didn't have any friends. Did he? He thought he did. But his money had friends. Isn't that right? And when he was, he's the one paying the bills. He's the one rolling the spread. And when he is down and got nothing to eat, nobody would give him a bite. You remember that? None of his party buddies would even buy him a Happy Meal. Which means he didn't have any friends.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Spiritual Youth, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603H. That's R1603H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.